Sure, it's lonely here in the studio by myself, but at least I have all my new friends on Discord. A toast to you guys!
Yay!
Can you untie my hands now?
No!
Guys, help us. Ichi has a knife.
Kill the single ones first, you. At least.
It's only the knife from a Sengoku driver sharpened to a fine point. Calm down.
Guys, don't worry. I'll find you. I'm already in contact with the police.
You're just like whispering in like the basement window.
It's the Canadian police. They're not going to do anything.
Mounted,
horses can't fit in basements.
It's okay.
Cue the roll
call.
We're live!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Cheetah's Zeal.
Shining through the night. Spellcaster. Blade.
Burning with the light of a storm. Dragoncaster. Armor High.
Storming through the rain. Lightningcaster. YOLO.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome one and all to episode 173 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Once again, I am here in the studio by myself because half our crew fucked off to Yomicon and the other half fucked off to work and watching Thor Ragnarok.
No.
I guess fuck, we know who cares.
Wow.
We're the new core casters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Power Rangers Zeo. We got a whole new cast. Wait, I mean Lost Galaxy.
Turbo.
I mean Lost Galaxy, you know what I mean?
Lost Galaxy.
Anyways, this week we are talking about Build Episode 9, Q Ranger Episode 36, and because it's my week, we get to talk about a show I like. It's Mini Force, episodes 2, 3, and 4.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wait. Ichi, looks like somebody's here.
Oh my god, he actually rose from the ashes, I guess. It's Dave!
No, I came from the capital.
Same thing, it's in ashes.
Yeah, except it's, you know, not the Highway 100.
Cue the roll call again!
Wait, what?
We're live!
Zenkai Gun!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Cheetah's Zeal.
Raining from the capital. Mercury Caster. Overkill!
Shining through the night. Spellcaster. Blade.
Burning with the light of a storm. Dragoncaster. Armor High.
Storming through the rain. Lightningcaster. YOLO.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Now, welcome to Cast Ranger episode 173. Our sixth Ranger busted in at the last minute.
Somebody once told me.
Wait a minute, there's only four of us here tonight. Wouldn't he be fifth Ranger?
Shh. Tell that to Geki Ranger and Go Busters and whatever other ones started with three.
Dino Thunder.
Dino Thunder. Taught us anything. Numbers don't matter.
Aberray Killer was technically considered.
Welcome
sixth
to
Ranger.
Sentai, where the colors are random and the numbers don't matter.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, of course. Welcome to episode
170. Q-Ranger.
Sponsored by Cluffa.
No, it's sponsored by Fleshlight. Go fuck yourself.
Oh man, poor Cluffa, the Starshade Pokemon.
I'm still waiting for my free one.
Dave decided to pull out the...
It'll be there eventually. It might be slightly used.
Dave decided to pull out the joke. Hold on. Dave decided to pull out the joke that's just as well used as the Fleshlight he's sponsoring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got him!
Got him!
Okay, so let's talk about Build!
Be
So, like, Soichi just casually drops during the recap the reason for Kiryu's foster name. It's literally Rabbit Tank and the name of his fucking barber.
God, I love him.
That's hilarious.
No, it's still dumb.
It's dumb, but it's hilarious.
It fits his character.
I can't tell if I want to laugh at it or not.
Did he have to come up with it on the spot, and that's what he could think of?
Probably. Well, how would he come up with Rabbit Tank until he got
Barber, up? Rabbit, Tank, Super, Best Match.
It's the Family Guy scene. I'm P. Tier Griffin.
Griffin, damn it. So we get Katsuragi Takumi's sales pitch video for Project Build.
Yep.
So this kind of takes away Sento's title of being the first Kamen Rider to actually create his own belt.
But he he's the first one to use it.
I feel like they were just making shit up as they went at this point, because they've been told this before that Sento built the build driver. Hell, this is in an early episode. He built the build driver in order to detect best matches.
I think that it was more along the lines of that was a mistranslation.
Maybe?
I think instead of a building, he didn't build the build driver. I think it was more along the lines of he modified it.
Yeah.
But like,
maybe what it just, I wish they would have said it.
The thing is, like, if you look at Takumi's video, it looks exactly the same. Nothing's different. If Sento, quote unquote, modded it, what the fuck did he do?
I mean, he added that little splash of color.
Maybe he made it so that he could fit in it, because not everyone can fit in it.
Well, no, we learned this episode that the prerequisite for using it is just to have a hazard level of 3 or above.
I mean, we know for a fact it's the same. It's the same driver because he said Soichi said he stole it.
Yeah.
Which he didn't say before.
Like, now I need to go back and watch all the episodes and see if Sento explicitly said that he created it. I need to ask Lane because he just rewatched all the episodes.
But one thing that I took away from that whole speech pitch thing was the background music was like domain music because they heard that in like a wrestling show before.
So one thing that happened during that video that kind of triggered some PTSD in me is he spouted the phrase Mugen no Kanose, and I just went ghost, kill it.
But yes,
at
I can't.
At least he
really
didn't say space guitar.
Yeah.
I can't really add in.
Coming up, I can feel it.
The music was haunting.
I hope he does.
Other than that, I do like the personality we finally seen of this guy.
Yeah, he seems to have, he tries hard, but, like, as we learned from his mother, him emoting is kind of a challenge.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does that mean he would get along well with Naga?
Maybe.
Probably.
That means that now I can think of three characters who don't have emotions. Chase, Naga, and whatever this guy's name is.
I also have to add that there is a fourth character that does not have emotions. And
Hero.
It's Double.
I haven't seen Double, so I would explain it.
Excel.
Oh,
he has an emotion.
Yeah.
He has one emotion. Angry.
He has one. Yeah, that's so does... Well, then, okay, then if that's the case, Chase has one emotion. Asshole.
I thought his one emotion was heartbreak.
I was about to say that.
You're forgetting Hero. He has no emotions.
No, his emotion is dickishness.
His
24/7.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh yeah, heartbreak too.
Anyways, so we get a proper explanation on hazard level, which actually explains the nonsense from episode 2 where Kazooie's girlfriend died because she was only hazard level 1. So when that happened, I thought that maybe hazard was something they added specifically to kill her. But no, apparently the hazard level that any one person has is their resistance to nebula gas. So hazard level 1, if they get experimented on like Kasumi did, they're going to die. Hazard level 2, if any person has, then they can survive being turned into a smash. And apparently
but they will
hazard...
also lose their memory.
Yeah. And hazard level 3... is required to successfully use the drivers. Which makes me wonder, like, what exactly.
Next episode, we're going to have the Dragon Rider.
They would have spoiled it in the next time. Or
you know, when then that flashback to Banjo saying, "Oh, that's me too," and then you do the flashback with Bloodstark saying he was like,
he's
at
2.7. 2.6, 2.7. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, "Oh yeah, you need to have level 3 or higher in order to not be a monster, in order to use the build driver." But he started out at 2.5. I know the mathematic thing we all learn is, hey, if it's higher than 5, you can round. I don't think it works here.
I don't think they meant the. I don't think Bloodstark was talking about his hazard level. I feel like they can also measure the bottles themselves in hazard levels.
That would actually make sense since he only
the dragon bottle. That is what I was.
Yeah, Build uses 2 bottles, so that would probably make it so that the hazard level is doubled. So
I don't think so.
Doubled.
The hazard level is relevant to the person themselves, not the bottles.
The bottles have like a certain like stress limit, it stresses out the person using it.
God damn it, I've already forgotten the term. What is it called? Hazard level. The whole hazard level thing is bullshit. It's kind of like power levels because, god damn it, he gets more hazard level by fighting? Just by fighting in general. Like,
no, No. He was building up his hazard level because he's A, fighting with the bottle in his hand, and B, getting angrier.
Yeah, but how does
I thought he was doing push-ups at 10 times normal gravity.
But how does getting angry make you immune to gas?
It's not that it makes you immune to gas. It's that you're more able to utilize it, sort of.
It's that your gas gets stronger.
Let's remember that this is magic gas from Mars. So the rules are not exactly normal here.
Also, this is Kamen Rider. When does it have to make sense?
Like 90% of the time.
Yeah, 90%. Like
this show.
There's only like 2 shows I can think of Kamen Rider where the physics don't make sense.
As of this episode,
one of them being O's.
This show is finally starting to have some cracks in its own wall with regards to its rules, particularly relating to the fact that Sento didn't make his own belt.
Well, we know this guy has more than cracks in it. It has giant holes.
Yeah. Government sanctioned checkpoint size holes.
Government sanctioned holes.
Yep.
They're glorious, I heard.
Government sanctioned holes for him to shove his build crusher into.
And then, of course.
And then.
Followed by the spin.
And then Vortex finish inside.
Oh my.
Yep.
Vortex break. Tip.
So apparently, the reason Faust was doing their human experimentation is because they were looking for people who would be worthy enough to use the build driver, people with a high enough hazard level. So that kind of explains every monster of the week and kind of shoots down my theory that they're trying to build the ultimate life form to smash the Skywall. Although, maybe that is a byproduct where they're trying to build this military Kamen Rider force and maybe use them to break the wall.
I think it's just supposed to be that they're all, like, all the people who got corrupted by the Pandora box are just trying to make one big war.
It's literally just going to be like, oh, we're making an army of these guys because the other guys over there don't have an army of these guys.
Actually, so wait a minute.
Send an army of these guys over to those guys, and we're going to take over those guys' lands.
Maybe, like, the Pandora box whole thing is, like, it's like a test.
That's what I was saying a while back. I was thinking that maybe the Pandora's box has issued like a game or a challenge of some sort.
Yeah, a game, but no, I was thinking it's a test from like the people of like the Martians or whatever. They were "Oh, hey, before we associate with you, we want to know if you're assholes or not."
And think about it. The 3 people who want to go to war are Gentoku and the 2 other military leaders, all of which were exposed to the Pandora's box event.
That would make sense for the game thing cuz Bloodstark is called
So, for some reason, the strong smash hazard from last week, even though it was basically an upgraded version of the same smash that produced the gorilla bottle, apparently the Strong Smash Hazard produced the lock bottle. So now I have no fucking clue what the rules are for Smash.
The power was unlocked.
Fuck you.
But before that, they were Emu. Not oh my god.
Emu. Sinto and Hiro were fighting over who gets to date Poppy.
Yeah, Sinto and Banjo were arguing over the ethics of Devil Scientist experiments. And this is the time where, this is the part of the episode where I'm like, no, Sinto, you're wrong, dude.
Well, there's kind of arguments for each side here. Like,
I mean, if the theory that he's actually what's-his-face, whatever, if that's true, then, I mean, then it would make sense. Like, he thinks it's right because it's what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he's actually the scientist.
Are you saying if Takumi is Bloodstark?
Well, no, if Sento is Takumi.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing that's still probably going to happen.
Yeah, so like, if it would make sense that he's defending his actions because it's the actions he would have taken because it's the actions he did take.
It's not just that. It's because he's a scientist and he understands that science isn't inherently evil. It's the people who misuse it that are evil. So that's why I understand his point of view on that.
Has anyone in the show, I have a theory that just popped into my head and I have to say it out loud. So has anyone in the show, other than Build, seen the not Bat, but the other one?
Stark?
Not yet.
Anyone in the show other than Build seen him?
Yeah, he fought Ryuga this week. Or last week,
whatever. Because I thought he would be a figment of his imagination. Because, honestly, up until this point, I don't think anyone's seen him other than him.
Well, this week we saw him, like, marching out with an army fucking...
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then he's also a figment of Night Rogue's imagination.
Other than Bill, like, because I don't think anyone
How about the person he's interacted the most with, Night Rogue?
Yeah, but he could be something else.
I'm nothing but a drug-induced hallucination. You ingested too much nebula gas.
Banjo physically fought him. We saw that in a flashback of this
episode.
I was
wondering which would break first, your spirit or your high.
But it's probably the one.
Yeah, the others are going to watch us and be like, what the fuck did we do? We're never leaving again.
So this week we meet a new character, Nanpa Juzaburo, the president of Nanpa Heavy Industries, the company that Takumi's dad worked for. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the instant Gentoku sees him, he just like stands up in the bath and bows to him. And I just imagine Nanpa going, for the love of God, sit back down. I don't need to see Bat Dick.
Yep.
God.
I literally. So I was watching the episode on Rabbit with a friend of mine. Because he's never seen Build, and I literally paused it just before that point and went, see, this is the reason why I can't show this show to other people. And he goes, why? Ah, he's naked!
I mean,
why
at least
he wearing
not...
clothes in that bath?
I mean, at least it's not like that scene from Tokyuger where the guys were spying on the girls in the bathhouse, and then we found out like 10 episodes later that they're like 12.
Japan making everything uncomfortable.
But 12's legal in Japan.
I never thought of that.
It's a Japanese show.
In Japan.
So we get a scene
We got a new guy and then he already left.
We get a scene of Sento at work, and we all noticed when Lane and I were watching it, we noticed Sento's the only one not wearing a uniform. Do they just like give him a pass to wear casual Friday every day?
You're a superhero, so you just wear whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I mean, like, yes,
no,
they know
he's
it's him,
but
he charity doesn't...
mental disabled patient who doesn't understand what uniforms are.
I have amnesia. I don't need a uniform.
What's a uniform?
But yeah, like, you were saying that they know he's Build, but I'm like, Sento doesn't know that they know that he's Build.
I mean, and in that scene. Maybe they're not supposed to think it through. They're supposed to make it so that they can know, that everyone knows who Sento is on screen.
Sento, finally.
Because, I mean, the other two guys looked very similar to him. Like, they even had the same color hair.
Yeah.
So it's just like, make it be like, okay, yeah, here's Sento because he has different clothing on and a yellow scarf.
And we finally learned the names of these two numpties, Kuwata and Kawai, who the minute you see them idolize Katsuragi, you can already tell something's wrong.
Kawato, yeah. The other one was just like, yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool, I guess. I'm low key about it.
We you know, probably not. And Doris Bugs figured out by now.
And so Nariaki comes in and tells him to pull an all-nighter because the government's coming. Sento calls Nariaki a cyborg, and I kind of think that's a hint.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those the Kaisers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's gonna be the refrigerator one because he's cold. The cold, unfeeling machine.
Yeah. And then we get
There's a movie about that.
And then we get a story. The B plot of this episode is Kazooie taking Misora out for an adventure on the town because she hasn't been outside in years.
And she's shut in. And his to make sure they don't get caught, to become Forze.
Yeah, because
I was about to say.
But
he didn't say the thing that would make them feel mad. But I mean, I think
they were almost there. I almost did you just almost.
But Misora and that Seifuku.
Up. Well, there's a rabbit on screen now.
I gotta say, she made up in spades for all of the Mitan bullshit up till now.
Yeah.
So that one outfit she tries on with the leather jacket, fucking Dave was like, oh, you got a fucking Photoshop Boxo bike in there.
I already posted that in the Discord.
Yeah.
I was like, I asked in the Discord first, and it was like,
did you guys?
Right, I guess I'll ask Chris. Because I was hoping that you'd use it as a thumbnail.
Oh, that's what you asked for. Well, shit, I was just started learning Photoshop today.
Did you guys notice that they bought another one of the giant rabbit plushies that she already has one of?
I mean, it's like Pringles. Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
It's like a rabbit. Once you pop, rabbit. You can't stop.
Best match!
Multiply.
So there, problem.
She never allowed to go outside. I wonder where she gets her masturbation done.
In the tank.
When everyone else is fighting.
Yeah. That's where she purifies them.
Yeah, that's
how she has an alternate. She has an alternate reality on Pornhub.
That's where she's the real idol.
Yeah. That's why everyone recognizes her voice. Huh? Oh, I've jerked off to that.
It's just like. It's like Sam's like, finally I can sleep. I've been working all day. No. Why is this bed wet?
What? It's like, finally I can sleep. What is that slicking noise?
Anyway, so we discover that this giant device that Misora goes into to purify bottles is strictly for the purpose of making sure she doesn't go into a coma for another week. So like what? Does she go into the machine and then a needle comes out and injects caffeine into her veins?
No, it like, what it does is that it puts the, I think what it is like, nebula gas. Like, it has the ability to take the nebula gas out of her body, because she's, the nebula glass. I'm going to call it glass from now on, just for you. So it takes the nebula glass out, and it's so that she doesn't become overexposed to it.
Well,
because it's always in her body, because she was exposed to so much.
I'm still holding on to the thought that maybe she's like from Mars or as
well. No, they said no. She from what the episode said, she's clearly human. It's
already established that she's human now.
Oh yeah,
like I think. It's the bracelet. It's definitely the bracelet.
Yeah, because she was in a coma for 7 years.
Yeah.
Actually, wait. How old is she?
At this point, she's 60.
Old enough.
If she's 18, 16?
Yes, 16.
That means she's a 16-year-old with the mind of a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
That, That explains me very much.
That explains you playing with that cow organ.
I'm a 33-year-old with the mind of a 12-year-old.
I mean, that explains why. That explains why she doesn't understand that people are probably jerking off to me, Tan.
It explains why she was playing with that cow organ thing a while back.
Liz Bonjo doesn't care. Okay.
It explains why she thinks overalls look good.
Yeah, that. And yes, FaceCore is right. We still don't have explanation on Soichi alchemizing that fucking tablet at the end of
episode
one.
We also don't know anything about anything. We don't. He could still be. He could still be Bloodstark.
True.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know anything about that. We don't know anything about that character other than he's either really strong, he's been exposed to way too much of the nebula glass, or he's too much into like this like. Into bondage, and he's really good at flexing things.
He sent that comment.
Oh no!
We brought it back to my first episode, everybody.
All right, and that's it. I'm changing his name.
No, please don't.
So Night Rogue tries to nab Misora while they're out in the open, but Bloodstark stops him again, and like you can totally tell that eventually these two are gonna fight. Because they're just, like, staring into each other's eyes, and I'm just like, just fuck already!
Again, she is nine.
No, I mean Night Rogue and Bloodstark.
Oh, okay.
And the counter-argument...
There's a comic of that somewhere, I assure you.
A Nin-Nin comic?
If he needs to get 9-year-old pussy, he'll do it. His girlfriend.
He's the government! He can have anyone he wants! Oh, God.
And we just got demonetized, everybody. We just got demonetized.
Well, no, see, yeah, I think I know what his like, catchphrase is now. You know, I like my women like I like my whiskey. 10 years old and full of coke.
And locked in my basement.
Oh, no.
10 years old and full of nebula glass.
So... Apparently, Gentoku's motivation is to militarize the Rider system in order to prevent Toto from being taken over by the other countries. And to this end, which a logical move that I do not understand entirely, steal the Pandora's box in order to incite the war so that his father will man the fuck up and go forward with the Kamen Rider military project.
This thing disappear, which will make people angry and want to fight each other. How does that work? They'll just be like, wait, where the fuck did it go? I don't know. Someone stole it.
Now,
not only that,
that person
like,
I want you to fight stole it, I swear.
Who stole it? I don't know. That Kamen Rider looking guy.
Box from the Pandora's box jar? Was you? Not me. Come me. Then who?
I wonder who stole the Pandora box. Look, a clue.
Oh, bring back that character.
Just Sento pulls out his handy dandy notebook.
Yeah, but
and then Banjo comes out and he's like, mail time.
No, just... that's the built phone.
mail time like MALE because he's a manly man. Time! And then he just starts punching everyone.
God. Gintoku's whole character motivation of ambition kind of fits with their like three divided. They're going to do like the romance of the Three Kingdoms thing with them being Cao Cao, because I can't really remember right now.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, dude, Gintoku, you look like Cao Cao. Where'd it go?
So, Sento catches Kawada, who, surprise, surprise, works for Faust, gassing the entire building, which was obviously part of the deliberate plan where they told him to work an all-nighter so they could get them all in the building, gas them, and then unlock the box room. I mean, like...
Actually, saying it was an all-nighter gave them an excuse to stay there after closing, Sento will pass out... Sento will pass out, maybe wake up later, and then have one of them go have him go after the one guy as a distraction while the other guy undoes the safety.
Yep. And because there was no reason to use it before this week, we finally get Lion Cleaner form.
I mean, after seeing how powerful it was, yeah, there's no reason to use it before this.
I mean, all it does is shoot fists of the Beast King and suck.
Yeah. But yeah, that was...
Does that mean it's the Beast sucking?
The Hawk Smash? I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
It was the Flying Smash. Not even, like, the Flying Smash Hazard version, just straight up another Flying Smash. So what is
yeah.
it? I bet you fucking anything that it's not gonna make another taco bottle, though.
Kamen Rider, another Flying Smash.
Because show just likes to not give a shit about its own rules.
Because fuck logic, am I right, boys?
The form names are already a garbled mess of undecipherable logic.
It will make trains, please no. Did he even take the essence from him?
Yeah, he did.
Kawada pulled out another bottle to basically sprinkle himself with suicide.
Suicide power. Smash. He turned into the Suicide Smash.
Or for all we know, he just turned himself invisible.
Bring up bomb.
He'll just come back every week, and then like after he's defeated, just sprinkle himself with invisibility.
He killed himself before he dropped his bombshell. He was all like, "I gotta tell you something, man.
This guy's still alive."
Yeah.
Wait, no way. This guy who everyone is saying is probably still alive is still alive?
We already knew that.
God.
Man.
Oh my god, this character is listed as a main character? Is a main character?
Dead person who's like super important is not dead?
Someone who was pronounced dead got more than 5 minutes of airtime?
No.
Someone who died came back in a Kamen Rider show?
What God.
That never
this?
Happens.
He needs to stay dead like Kiria.
So I know Lane's gonna want
because
me to
because dead people should be dead.
I know Lane's gonna want
people
me to
die when
that,
they are killed.
When they all start marching out to steal Pandora's box, Stark leads the Faust bots like it's fucking Anakin Skywalker in episode 3.
Yep. And we go back to children.
Yep.
And Stark is still cooler than Anakin because he has swagger.
Except this time, instead of killing the children, he's going to rape them.
Stark, why?
I mean, you said
it's just training.
I mean, actually, thinking about it, we have no clue what Anakin did with those bodies after he killed them.
Ah! It's rough and coarse.
He had to reward those stormtroopers somehow.
Oh, no! I don't like Star Wars, but I think that's horrible.
Execute Order 69.
Okay, that was funny.
That was pretty good.
So, next week's episode, actually stealing the box, Sento accuses Stark of being Takumi, and Key Dragon form.
We forgot about the big...
Oh yeah, you know why? Because I fucking don't care about her. Sawa has been feeding photos of Build to Nanba. What does that even mean?
For a second there, I literally just imagined him like giving a sandwich full of pictures.
It's like it's.
You want photo evidence? I'll give you photo evidence.
When we called her,
that needs to be the thumbnail.
Oh my god.
When we called her like Peter Parker or whatever, the immediately thing is like, here you go, J. Jonah Jameson, photos of Spider-Man. He's a menace to society.
Photos of pictures of Kamen Rider.
He's a menace to society.
What's a Kamen Rider anyway?
Yeah,
I'm not talking. His mustache is just controlling my mind.
And FaceCourt just posted in our chat an image of Sento and Kazooie as Blue's Clues and the mail.
Steve.
Can I use that as the thumbnail?
No.
I vote he does.
Yay. Best match.
I mean my Mario view continued to use
what has my show become?
I meant to put that up. I'm going to change it.
It's fine. I don't care.
This is what happens when you're never on it.
Yeah, this is what happens when everyone leaves and you invite a bunch of fans.
Yeah. Alright. That does it for Build. Let's go on to Q-Ranger!
Oh, he's gone. Yosha Lucky!
So, the cold open...
I did not watch this.
the pre-opening song scenes are back after not having them for 3 weeks.
Because consistency.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Not real.
So we get a flashback to Lucky talking to his dad. Believe in your and luck, then... you can save the universe. Harsh cut to everyone burning to death.
I hate Lucky. I love you. I love you.
Son, with your luck, you can do anything. And it's like, I did this, Dad. I killed everyone.
Oh, no.
You said I could be whatever I wanted.
You said I could be, they said I could be anything. So I became an arsonist.
I want to be Don Armage, Dad.
I just wanted to get them fired up.
I just wanted to give them hot.
I just wanted to be Dark Matter, Dad.
Everyone said it was cold.
Where'd you learn this, son? I learned it from watching you.
So, more proof that I think Garo is actually gay for Lucky is throughout this entire episode.
You needed more proof?
No, well, but it's always nice to have. I'm already
convinced that he's gay.
No, he's gay.
Let's start with the fact that he's watching him fucking sleep, and Lucky's just okay with this.
Lucky,
it's his guard dog guards him at night.
Hey, look.
You know, Garo,
they're in space, there is no night!
I was really concerned about you doing this the first time it happened, but with this being the 30,000th, I'm okay with it now.
Hey, Lucky, I was watching you sleep. Are you okay?
Hey, Lucky, I was watching you sleep.
Is Garo like a bridge to Red 13 now?
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck
Wait a minute.
So, Hoshi Minato, who is now Silver, announces his alliance with the Cure Rangers.
Wait, really?
Yeah, did you look at his face? He's Silver now.
He upgraded.
He hasn't played Overwatch in so long, so he went down from gold to silver.
He went from Beatbuster to Stagbuster.
Ooh.
So he got a promotion?
No, he went down a
Beat Jace Stag.
Jeep Base Tag was the better of the two, so I count that as a promotion.
Sure. This is Sentai, who cares? So we get a distress call.
I don't think he is silver. I think that's just bad. I think that's just like a weird edit.
Well, if we see him again and his face is silver, we'll know.
Or it might be bronze this time.
Yep. God help us if he goes up to platinum.
Uh-huh.
My God. He'll summon Garatina.
So they bust out the Q-Let and unsurprisingly Lucky and whoever else gets chosen to go to answer the distress call from Ruse.
And Lucky got chosen on the Q-Let? No.
And we get probably my favorite Daikon yet.
It's pretty much... Yeah.
It's Octodad in a mech suit.
No, it's Ultros in a Magitek suit. Final Fantasy Krang. VI reference there.
Basically, no, it's Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Sure, that too.
Yeah. I still like the idea of Octodad in a mech suit.
Sure, every time I said... Because he looks so much like Krang, like the puppet itself.
I love how his main goal is he wants to ride the legendary beast. He's about to die. He just sits on the Megazord's head, dies. I got to ride it. I have no regrets.
I did it. I can die happy now. That's just like how Lane like grabs the controller from me while I'm playing Final Fantasy 13, pushes buttons for 3 seconds, and then hands it back to me. Okay, now I can say I've played it. You fuckwit.
Oh, someone left.
But yeah, I love Unjet. Not only is he hilarious, but I love just the concept. It's fucking Ultros in a Magitek suit. And the plot device of the week is the Kojishi Voyager. Now, the subs translated it as Caesar, but I almost want to say it's supposed to be Shisa, as in, like, Shisa from mythology and also the Digimon. But the way they're saying Za instead of Sa at the end, it might actually be Caesar.
I mean,
sure, let's go with that.
I'm trying to think of something. I mean, in Rome, they use like lions in the Colosseum and stuff.
I don't know.
So I mean, that's as far as I'm going. As far as I can go.
But him also an animal. Tronic Lion, his best friend.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Yep.
Rough childhood.
just the whole episode. I gotta save Caesar, my only friend. Garu pouts in the background.
All around me are familiar faces.
It would have been better if they just cut to Garu's like, I'm gonna kill Caesar.
Oh, that would have been funny if like he tried to sabotage him or like give him to Unjet.
Oh, my friend.
He started chasing him down.
Like, no, I want to see
like a dog and cat.
Lucky and Caesar like alone, and then Garu and Caesar, and then Garu just kicks like punts Caesar.
Kicks like, him off the spaceship.
Like, I just like later on, like next episode, cut to like Caesar's on top of like a dresser or something, and Garu's like trying to reach him, just barking. Like, there's a cow to distract him, he runs after it.
Yeah.
Pulls a JoJo, and it's all like, goodbye, Caesar.
We also meet Gia, who is Lucky's caretaker, guardian. Because,
Grandpa, well,
fucking surprise, Lucky is the prince of the Leo Galaxy!
Galaxy!
What?
Fuck this show!
You know what's weird? It's like right when they showed what, like the episode with where Lucky was not Lucky with Ikagan and they showed the flashback, I was like, yeah, that's definitely a prince outfit.
Yeah. No, we all saw this coming for sure, but just seeing the confirmation, just like, fucking really?
But dude, I bet those stupid Japanese kids were like, oh my god!
So Dave has dropped out in case no one noticed because he hasn't watched the episode. Thanks for coming!
You were great.
Come back to me!
Well, I got to be on an episode with Overkill. My life is
where you? There we go. You're welcome!
He's back!
Goodbye!
The challenger's left.
Goodbye! Cue the roll call again. Don't actually.
Cue the roll call one more time. Fuck it.
But yeah,
Cue Ranger the roll call.
So even though Lucky's in his ranger form, Gia knows that it's Lucky in there because you're the only fuckwad in the entire galaxy who says Yosha Lucky.
One thing that, like, even as a caretaker was still confusing is that he's like, no, Lucky, I don't trust you. You're gonna kill yourself. I'm like, no, he's a red fucking ranger, bitch.
I mean, technically he's right. Lucky
he
did die.
Too much plot armor to ever die.
Well, I mean, he did die that one time.
Yeah. I got better.
But it's just
that, also, like, I realized something because they replayed that scene earlier in the episode. That Phoenix power is amazing. It even repaired his shirt.
Yeah. And they're like,
I was gonna say, he's a pro tag. Death is merely an inconvenience.
Death is a plot point.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like they're trying to convince Gia to let Lucky do his thing, and they're like, oh, thanks to his luck, we've managed to have many successes and save the galaxy. And Gia's just like, oh, it was definitely a fluke. Yes, 35 episodes of flukes.
This whole series is a fluke, man.
And there was that one episode where he wasn't lucky.
Am genuinely surprised this did not devolve into a clip show. Them like, yeah, here's how Lucky saved us this time.
Without like the debut episode.
No, we already had the clip show episode.
I know. That's probably why.
Ryu Commander. Koguma Sky Blue. Basically, Lucky's always been there to luck his way out of a situation.
Yeah. It was a fluke. Show Rompo comes out of nowhere. Let me tell you about Kyutama.
Also, this was a while ago, but when they did the Q roulette, it was so like, oh, here, we gotta spin it because we have to.
Q on up Q or whatever.
We
need to bring up the sales. They're not selling enough. Put it back in the show.
Yeah.
Hey. You just see Suguri in the background just like getting his band stuff out together. Yeah. He's just in the background with Singer. Just, like,
fuck,
just getting their band ready in the background.
And that was around the same time. Guitar. That was around the same time you cut to the subplot of we're trying to get through the force field thingy or whatever.
Yes, the home base of Dark Matter, The planet the that's in the galaxy, symbolized by a fucking Christian cross.
They're protected by the power of Jesus.
Yeah, space Jesus.
Super mega death Jesus.
It's weird that when I thought cross, I didn't think of Jesus. I thought of the original Sentai.
Black Cross King.
Exactly. That's
that
what I
thought.
That might
be mostly the reference.
That's probably it.
But they very Maybe. Visibly show us the galaxy, and it is an actual cross.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, the planet, I think, is also an actual cross.
Yeah, probably.
I think we saw that.
So then we discover. So as Gia is talking about how Lucky's a prince, we learn that Lucky's father is King Aslan!
Lucky, ride me!
Ride me!
You guys.
Ride me!
God, King Aslan, you motherfuckers!
Which
Lucky. I can explain
is
everything.
He the Lion
into my
King?
Closet.
The White Witch became a cyborg, dude.
God damn it.
Actually,
Lucky, I can explain everything. Just go into my closet and we can talk this out like normal.
Here, come on.
So, whatever. Lucky goes Orion, uses his fucking Kiwami-ass powers to defeat Unmet.
I love how it was just like, why can't I hit you anymore? Because I don't want you to.
Because I believe that you have a terrible aim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
It's like the Q Rangers. I can see it, so it's true.
It's
like the Tokyujers.
Yeah, I was like, are we pulling some Tokyujer bullshit here? Come on! We're better than this!
Hey, I like Tokyujer.
Are they?
Not anymore.
No.
So whatever, they defeat Unjet, he grows giant, including the mech, which was odd, but whatever. And then Caesar becomes the giant Super Q Reno, which Lucky just names himself. Like,
Super Q Reno.
Lucky literally just fucking names it himself, because fuck you.
I mean, yeah. Takaharu did that with Shurikenjin. Hell, and even after that, it literally just said its name out loud.
Sure, but that's Ninja, and we don't care.
That's not real.
Q Ranger is above that standard.
Then
well,
they became
it used to be.
And because you know, and that canon didn't look stupid and retarded at all.
How does is Spot even necessary then? Because the canon's completely covering up his Kuchama. He cannot see.
Spada doesn't need to see. He's a chef.
Yeah.
It's maybe, just like, I don't know what's going on, and then they pull in a ninja and Spot it gets launched out.
Maybe there's like a camera on the barrel of the gun and the, just like the heads-up display is in Spada's cockpit.
Here, I'll
like,
tell
hey,
you the real
Spada, we're gonna need you to do something. What? Get sucked up by the cannon, gets shot out.
Fire the Q-Rangers!
Just like every single other...
Oh god, there's 12 of them.
Every single ranger in that thing who's not Lucky... Spada's worthless. He doesn't matter.
Yes, he
does. Make some food.
I mean, sure, he can be annoying at times, but I wouldn't call him worthless. He's a nice guy.
I like the character. It's just that as in the context of the show, he's not, you know.
No, he's there to marry Washu Pink. That's his purpose.
I mean, I hope so.
He's there to give Raptor the shaft in more ways
he's
than one.
He's there to stick his face beak into her nose hole.
if they have Spada and Raptor with the children, like how?
No, instead they're gonna be like
Kuchama magic.
Surprise.
I mean androids, I mean there is a thing like androids are part human, but I mean like
They're gonna do it 10 years after, and we're gonna hate it because it's like, haha, Hammy and Spot.
They're gonna do it 10 years after, and it's just gonna be that.
We all know that eventually.
And instead of Kotaro's actor, it's gonna be Chihiro's actor.
That eventually, Spada and Raptor will get together, and clearly Hammy is gonna fuck Champ.
I mean, they did have, like, last episode, it was really Hammy.
He likes to go bull riding on the weekends, that's all.
Oh, my.
Oh, Hammy.
But yeah, no. Naga seems to be a thing now as of the Idol episode last week, and I'm fully in support of that.
I thought they were going to do...
three-way.
I thought they were going to do Hammy and Garu. Don't know why.
That's bestiality.
So is Lucky and Garu.
Yes, but it's gay, so that makes it okay.
They cancel each other out.
Difference is Lucky doesn't want to fuck him.
Probably yet. Also not with Lucky's consent. He's just like, oh no, Garu, stop. Lucky-sama, I
love
you.
Garu, please, untie me.
I love you, Lucky. Anyways,
that's why you have to let me tie you up, Lucky. It makes perfect sense.
If you love me, let me go.
Garu wants to put Lucky on a leash.
Yeah.
So anyway, they defeat Unjet, who cares, and then we discover that King Aslan works for Jark Matter. And honestly, until I saw the next week episode preview, the way they shot the scene and the scene right after, I thought that maybe, like, Kukul Guy was Aslan. Did anyone else get that idea?
No, but like, I could see what you mean.
Aslan works for Jark Matter. Cue Kukul Guy waking up in a lab. I was like, oh my god, did they roboticize Aslan into Kukul Guy?
Yeah.
But then, no, we see...
I mean, they did have two Robotniks working for him.
Yeah.
But then it was
And then we see so Aslan was, in the episode preview.
Robot again was...
Ride me!
Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. I think they were trying to make a Narnia reference with this one.
So the
monster was trying to ride the lion.
Yeah. Oh my god. Ride me!
Ride me!
Yeah, so they built the new robot body because... They can do that. They're Jark Matter.
More like Jerk Matter. All jokes.
More like Jerk Offs.
And then he went super crazy, and he's all like, I'm a crazy cyborg robot. Rawr, I'll kill you, Lucky.
It was really weird when he said those exact words.
Yeah. In fluent English.
So, both episodes of Build and Q-Ranger this week involve lions, and end with a "he's alive" moment.
He's alive.
Are they using all the same writers?
So we end both episodes on cliffhangers like that, and now we have to wait two more weeks. Well, one more week technically.
We're fine. Really?
Maybe. Flying. Who doesn't like golf anyway?
They also had flying monsters because
The Q Rangers they obviously prefer pool.
Because Krang kind of flew. Didn't Krang fly? I don't remember.
I guess.
I mean, I don't watch Ninja Turtles.
He flew around and then Garu, like, used the Zord leg to kick him out of the sky somehow.
Nice one, Caesar, but I won't be outdone. Like, no. You can shoot lasers? Cool. I can slightly touch this guy.
Caesar, I won't let you have Lucky. He's mine. And then Caesar just looks at him like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
But, like, the one thing that I'm wondering is, if we're still taking week breaks from the shows every year, what the fuck was the point of the time change?
Because people aren't getting up early anymore.
They have to wait to play the golf now.
Yeah. That's because they're not hardcore fans enough.
But, just thought of something. I kind of wish, and Caesar can't talk.
The Challenge Jergen Bowl.
There's a moment and Garu.
Thinking about it, with the Ryukyu Tama, they are kind of challenging Dragon Ball.
Back off. It's all like, back off, Caesar. He's
you got seven
Caesar
Dragon Balls? We got one, and it granted it one wish.
I don't even like Lucky. Lucky's a piece of shit, okay? I fucking hate him.
Hey, fuck you.
No, so, it's Caesar.
Updating our Q-Ranger Yoshilucky count, there were 6 this week, counting the ones uttered by Mr. Gia, which brings our total up to 261.
Yoshilucky.
So what are you going to have by the end of the year? More Pokemon or more Yoshilucky?
More Pokemon.
It depends.
Oh my god, he's going to clone himself and have one of him on every planet to do the finisher.
I was going to say, it depends if he uses Gemini again.
Please, no.
I think after that they were like, no, Lucky, not touch Gemini again. We all have to wear hearing aids now because of that.
FaZeCore is saying the entire planet will go Yoshilucky, and I swear to God, if that happens, I'm gonna flip my fucking keyboard because I will not be able to keep counting.
You can no, do not it, the whole Vegeta. Planet. Everyone in the galaxy will say it.
I mean, he did say that one time to Kage, and the entire galaxy is your enemy. But that oh god, sense. Wait, that's how it's gonna end. The entire galaxy is gonna fire some kind of laser at Don Armage, who's gonna be like some super
from
giant.
Every direction, in every from direction.
From every direction, in every direction, and they're just gonna and everyone's gonna yell out at the same time, Yosha Lucky.
God damn it, I hope not.
I mean, Ichi, I mean, we could just go by Earth standards and say everyone has, like, 7 to 8 billion. Then you just have to count the planets.
Let's see. Which is Yosha, 7. End of Q-Ranger Yosha Lucky count. 7,261,000,000.
700 kajillion billion thousand. That's not a real number. Fuck you.
There has been a Mugen.
Mugen Yosha Lucky.
Just like an image of the Yosha Lucky counter just rapidly increasing, and then just the glass shatters and it just changes to the infinity symbol.
The nebula glass.
I think that's what the episode title is. Nebula glass.
FaZe, it's sweet that you think we can do extra math.
Yeah. Alright, let's get on to our feature topic and get this shit out of the way.
Featured topic.
Okay. So, what the hell was that?
This was 10 minutes. Beast Force.
I mean, I saw a couple episodes, but it just... What?
Now, hear they me spent... out. I just really like their suits.
I like the show too. I just don't understand why they're 6 inches tall.
Because
it's mini.
Yeah. The kids.
So the toys are 1-to-1 scale. They'll sell better.
They're also $300 on eBay for the fucking weapon.
Yeah, I want that fucking sword. That sword's right? Awesome.
I thought it was a bow.
It's all of
it's a sword, a bow, a gun, and a machine gun.
Gun blade bow. Anyway,
it's all. I thought it was a bow.
I think all the show's budget went to making the really nice models for the suits and Zords, so much so that they just reused the same footage and put it in new backgrounds.
Yeah, like I think I remember in one of the episodes, it's like, huh, this fight scene looks very familiar to the last episode's fight scene.
And they're always, episodes before. And they're all always in the same desert every episode.
I thought their village.
One episode had some green in it.
I thought their village, Bluebell, was Blue Ball for a second. I'm like, why is it called Blue Ball?
I just remembered.
Because there's no reproduction allowed.
So it was episode 2. I was like, oh, hey, those like toad guys couldn't make it through the door. My first note of episode 3. Hey, the toads made it through the door this time.
They're learning. So, it's like episode 2, and we've already got our evil sixth ranger, Pascal. He hates Miniforce for some reason, but he wants to rule all the animals!
So, did they forget to write episode 1 so we actually start episode 2?
Actually, yeah. Why would you want to rule all animals? They're fucking animals. They don't do much!
Like, there's no establishing plot on A. Why... Giant syndrome person whose name is 9 wants to A, rule the animals, B, rule the world, like any of this. None of this is explained. What else isn't explained, even up to episode 4, is who the fuck these little furry creatures are and why they're living with 2 human children.
And where are these 2 human children's parents, and why do they never say anything about all this extra small things to accommodate their mini house guests?
And, like, do these animals not have their own bedroom? Because they're always hanging out in Susie's room.
And why does she want them to do her homework?
Because she's a lazy cunt!
And why was her homework Sudoku?
I know, right?
Because their teacher's a lazy cunt.
When I saw Pascal, was like, oh, man, it's the chameleon from Rapunzel. What are you doing, evil?
But I was like, gonna say, I thought he looked like a Megaman X.
Yeah, oh, right. Did,
also, anyone who wants, like, at least from Netflix, if you're gonna watch Miniforce, don't do the English dub.
Oh my god, I like Lane told me that it was like so terrible, so I watched episode one with the dubbed.
Wait, the Korean dub was an option?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it! I sat through Headmaster's level of dubbing.
But I wouldn't say it's bad enough that it loops around to being good, but it's bad enough that it's funny.
It's no Ghost Stories, okay?
Well, yeah, that's because Ghost Stories, they just winged
it's still
it.
Bad.
Uh-huh. Like, Volt has the worst voice ever for his character.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what Animal Pink is supposed to be? She's the only one I couldn't figure out.
It's a cat.
She's a cat.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Volt is a squirrel, Sammy is bird, Max is a bear, and Lucy is cat.
I thought Max was a beaver.
A bear. What's with the big buck teeth?
Why is Volt a bear?
His belt emblem is a beaver face.
He is a squirrel. He is other squirrel.
Moose on squirrel.
Why is Volt like the main ranger?
Please let the show have a moose ranger. He'll be one of the fucking robot masters, because the way the show goes from episode 1 to 4, it looks like there's going to be more of them.
Oh, I just remembered. So like the end of episode 2 was like, oh, the monster was defeated. I'm gonna give you the power of darkness. It's like, wait, he's normal sized now?
Make my monster grow.
Why was
they were shooting poison gas and they were getting very concerned.
Activate air filter! Fuck this show!
We're gonna die if we don't
why
find a way
they
to
just
die.
Activate the air filter right away, too? Why did they have to wait
exactly.
till they
like,
almost
oh,
died?
We're gonna die if we don't get this poison gas out of the air. Air filter! Got it!
Okay, though, seriously.
Also, they were saying, oh, the robots are getting damaged by the poison gas. What?
It's nebula glass, that's all.
It's nebula glass!
You're gonna turn into smash.
Why is blue? The
Maybe these player? Four are the mini force rejects that are too stupid to do their job.
Also,
it's more
whoa,
like,
oh, we're gonna fight this giant monster. Summon the power of Hot Wheels.
It's more
no,
like
no, they're clearly Transformers.
And as for like the mini force who fucked up, it's more like these are the only ones who's left because everyone else quit and became evil. Maybe
okay.
The boss of mini force is just a fucking asshole, and they all left.
He's just a hologram.
Am I the only one who gets Star Fox vibes from their leader?
Oh no, absolutely.
Why is Good the luck. Blue Ranger the main character? Be
because
red.
Koreans like blue.
Hey, trigger. I'm not complaining. I like blue.
Blue is the favorite color of 40% of the planet.
What?
Would like
I saw
blue.
Something before that's like, oh, fun facts about random colors. Blue is the favorite color of the majority of the planet at 40%.
Yeah, because
okay.
Planet's made out of water. That's not what... Nope.
That's what I thought.
So welcome like, to YOLO Facts.
One thing, one thing all of us guests have in common, we all got an F in math.
Yeah.
So, the one and thing I noticed during episode 2, like, so Pascal gives one of his Juggertoad mook fuck faces the power of darkness, and like, then after they defeat him, Pascal, like, goes over and taps him, and they both out of the fucking battlefield, and my immediate thought was, wait, where's the other one?
He booped him back home.
He just he instant translocated. He just like.
Wait, did anyone watch episode 1?
Like I watched.
I'd watched it before.
I watched the dub right before I watched the subbed versions of episodes 2, 3, and 4.
Pointed out Blue's Clues as well.
Yeah. So I just want to say.
So
that,
does anyone know why the evil Mini Force dude pretended to be the blue the one, other than cliffhangers?
Because fuck it.
Because he's evil, okay? Who cares?
Yeah,
he's
there like, really I'm was no evil. Reason for that.
Wow.
Apparently cliffhanger bait.
That's my catchphrase, because fuck.
You know what that did confirm, though? It confirms that everyone in, like, the mini-force scene, like, the mini-force and Pascal and the Juggertoads, they're all fucking tiny, even while transformed, because you look at Pascal standing on Syndrome's desk... I'm calling him Syndrome because he looks like Syndrome. And he's still fucking tiny, but he's like trying to be threatening while a full-sized human is standing.
Oh, I'm going to take over the world. You are a foot tall.
The suits are cool, but my only problem is really with Pascal's suit and maybe the Toad's. But I've noticed this on Pascal more, is that his eyes are so bad. Like, the not the actual eyes themselves, like the helmet eyes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Slip on it. And I'm like, no.
I like the suit.
Come on.
But I just
remembered in the episode, they're just like, what's this guy? He looks like a fucking lizard. Like, he is a lizard. Oh.
I did giggle at that.
Think he is.
I am a woman.
Sorry for making bestiality jokes during Q Ranger. Now let's make more.
Yeah.
I am 100% man. And this man's got something to say to you.
Animal, Susie, huh?
The one thing that makes me laugh constantly throughout these episodes is how they try and amuse us with the plot of the Mini-Force hanging out with their human owners, and like in the middle of every episode of whatever they're doing, they get the call from work and just fuck off.
Yeah, I love. I actually, the I just kids remember, like,
to fucking deal with their mess.
Episode 3, it's just like, hey, I need to do my homework. No, please. Ugh, fine, I'll do it. I'm gonna stay here with Volt. My initial reaction, like, Catgirl wants the D.
Oh, and then, no, and then, squirrel nuts.
And then Max says, "I'll help too." Like, he also wants the D.
Oh,
Max.
And then it's just like, "Well, fine. If you don't want to help, you're just an idiot." Like, I am the king of homework.
And then, like, the next scene, Max is passed out because he got the D.
I am the king of homework. I can do this in a minute. It's like finally end of the episode. Like, hey, they didn't do anything.
Get it? Because Sammy's Falco.
He's the actually, cool maybe, guy.
Maybe Volt was originally blue. Maybe he was originally red, and Sammy was blue. Except they got copyright striked.
I don't know.
Because the Falco
Max is
fuck it, swap the colors.
And Max.
Yeah, in episode 2, there's like the whole thing of like, oh, we're gonna race to see if they have to clean up or not, because that's apparently an ongoing theme, is whether or not the children has to clean their faces before they eat din-dins. And like in the middle of the race, they bail to go fight a monster, and not only is the race not resolved, but we never come back to that. Like, I know this is the B plot, the human plot, and it doesn't fucking matter, but like, show some fucking consistency. Respect.
They're
your own
still there plots. Waiting for them to return to find out who has to clean up.
At least in episode 3, when the episode ended, you see Susie come back to her room and go, oh no, they didn't do my homework! Like, I wouldn't call that satisfying.
Oh no, these animals didn't do my homework!
Oh no, Susie.
I would love to see her go to school next day. Miss, why didn't you do my Why didn't you do your homework? Because my pets wouldn't finish it for me. They said they would.
The dog ate it.
I tried to give my dog my homework, but they wouldn't do it.
Look,
the squirrel said he would do it for me.
I have animal slaves, and they become Power Rangers, and they won't do my homework.
The dog ate my homework, but it was on an iPad. They ate my iPad.
You should get that checked out. That thing was full of nebula glass.
It's with back to Q Rangers. Like, Lucky, where's your homework? Caesar ate it.
Caesar's a robot, Lucky. Also, he's 2 inches tall.
Shut up.
He nibbled at it bit by bit. It took like 2 hours.
I know. That's why it's so lucky.
He gummed at it.
He shot it with his ass laser.
And then Garu's like, Lucky, I'll eat your homework for you.
And whatever else you want me to eat.
Lucky I was no sleep, but I just happened to notice that you had morning wood. I took care of that for you.
That explains the mess.
I like to catch. Lucky, if, to put it this way, I want to catch your stick.
But mine.
Yoshi Lucky.
Was good.
So, episode 4 is about fortunes. And, like, he starts getting afraid of everything round, but it turns out to be yesterday's horoscope.
Oh, hijinks! Oh, that's comedy gold!
And then we get introduced to Evil Ranger number 2, Pio, the Scorpion, who sounds a lot like Bloodstark!
Who looks even more
at that point, I was
like a Mega Man X villain.
A bunch of balls. It's a Q-Ranger Mini-Force crossover. Wait a minute. Fortunes? This is a Q-Ranger crossover.
Ultra Fortune.
Pascal and Pio are basically Night Rogue and Bloodstark.
Yeah. Oh, and with all... actually, my initial reaction after all the rings started flying in. No, they're don't be upset. They're just making rings for you to collect. You're Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Squirrel Horg.
I just love that when they transform, it just says Pyeongchin, because apparently that's the Korean word for henshin.
They just, in the English version, they just poorly say transform.
So where do the evil Mini-Force dudes get their things from?
I don't know. They were just so stupid to not take the powers away from them when they locked them up.
I was going to say, I think the idea is they were like former Mini-Force agents who just fucked off and took their powers with them and no one did anything about it.
Well, I mean, if that one...
Lizard Boy was captured and he broke out, I think.
Yeah, if that one picture they showed of him with any indication, they locked him up and didn't take away his freaking powers.
I don't think we talked about this.
They just
but...
locked him up, chained him to the wall with his powers still intact.
Also, yeah, the show doesn't have the smartest writing.
Oh, far from it.
I mean,
no
they shot. I mean, with
no one ever accused
Pio,
the
they
show
shot
of
him once and
writing.
He died.
Their mecha designs are terrible.
They're like did
no,
they
I like blue and red.
Okay. Why does the bird have a fire truck?
I don't know.
Because fire trucks sell.
I just can't get over the fact that every time they summon the Turbo Zords. They get in them in car mode, they drive out and transform, and it's all big and flashy and time-consuming, and every single time, they immediately go back into car mode.
Blue is fine, red is okay, yellow is okay, pink is disgusting.
Honestly, pink is just a BW.
I genuinely cannot tell apart yellow and pink, but I do like blue and reds.
Yeah.
Well, yellow is a Humvee, and pink is a woman's car.
Well, inconsistency.
Pio shoots them with fucking paralyzation things. It hits Volt. He gets a ring around him, and he just can't move. And it's the other two, and they just it's the other three, and they go unconscious.
Yeah, and like he shoots the same paralysis ring around Pink, and it vanishes immediately, and she just goes down.
Yeah. Blue oh, is, and like, something that I noticed right after that scene is Volt looking at the other ones like, "Oh God, guys!" And, like he looks at the other two just normally, like, but when it goes to him looking at Pink or like whatever her name is, Lucy. Like he just looks at her, and it's like the shot right in the center is just her ass. he's like, cat ass.
That boy's trying to get himself some cat.
He's trying to get himself pussy in more ways than one.
I was gonna say someone say it because I don't want to.
Crap! Censor that, please.
Nope, leave it. Not really. And then the episode ends like all the rest of them. Fire the Karmarang!
Yeah,
every single time the robots try to do an epic pose, the thing, like the freaking boomerang thing, just flies down, like just latches onto the blue guy's chest, and he just like his legs just duck a bit. It's like, oh, well, that ruined the pose. Like, oh yeah, we're epic. Like just land.
I'm the
like,
only one
ah,
who's
God,
sat there waiting out. For the four robots to combine.
Right? Why isn't that a thing?
It does happen.
Oh, it does?
Don't they,
I watched ahead, like way ahead.
Now I have motivation to keep watching.
Tell me which episodes so I can skip ahead.
It's one involving a Black Ranger.
Ooh,
so there are more evil Rangers, too?
No.
I mean, okay, I don't want to spoil anything. Let's just say that transformation thing, apparently, that... what Pascal can do comes into play again.
Cool.
Crawl.
So
it's fun if you're super poor.
If you have 13 minutes to kill and have nothing better to watch, and you really, really like Sentai, and like Toku in general, specifically Fies, because the suits scream Fies at me.
I would, but like if
Oh wait,
if you're drunk at 3 in the morning, it's on Netflix.
Before Volt can finally take out Pio, it's like, oh no, this circle is hurting me. It's not the circle, it's the fact that you're getting shocked constantly.
Yeah.
If you really like Toku, I'd recommend just watching Miraculous Ladybug instead.
If you really like Toku, I recommend watching it, dumbass.
It's good for Toku fans to Netflix and chill to.
Yeah.
the Korean version is fine, but then it goes to the American version. If you let it automatically go, then it just automatically changes to the English version.
Oh yeah, you gotta manually.
So it's just like, this is good. It goes to the other room for a while and it comes back and it's the English version. Oh god, no, my ears.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. So.
So cringy, it hurts.
All right, so that is our episode for the week. Thank you to everyone who joined me this week.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
I'm just happy to be here again.
Spellcast, I got to be on.
One type thing.
Yeah. All right, so as always, the primary source of our hijinks is castranger.podbean.com. Don't forget to check out our Facebook group, facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweeted us at Ixie Studios. Check out our merchandise. We had a sale on our merch this last week, and sales will keep happening, so keep an eye on that.
Yay.
Join our public Discord, and if you're a member of that, you can listen to live recordings of the show Friday nights and whenever the hell Ultra Ranger gets recorded, because fuck that. And, of course, please check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you.
Yay.
Bye.
Hello, Lucaster. Thank you and good night. And we probably won't be here next week because since Toku's taking a break, I've been outvoted and the lads want to take a break from the show. So if we do have an episode next week, it'll probably be me again.
We've had a break this week. More of these gentlemen.
I'll come back next week if you want. I'll do anything.
Anything, Itchy.
Itchy.
I shouldn't sleep tonight, should I?
Anything.
He'll be your
Put yourself on the face.
He'll
Did that hurt
Garu.
You?
Do you'll be the Garu to your Kevin? Lucky. Don't worry, we'll be the Garu to your Lucky.
Now
we'll
I'll untie
oh, no.
the duct
oh.
tape.
Oh, no, FaZe. I'm not tied up anymore. I'm magic.
Magic,
I got home. I went home
he's,
like two
he's
hours
He's hentai
ago.
Comment, so he was able to get himself out of the Shibari.
I'm hentai. Yeah, I'm hentai comment. I just got 10 times more powerful when you tie me up.
Shit.
You'll have to think of something else to subdue me.
All right. We will see you maybe next week, maybe the week after. Thank you and good night.
Later,
Bye.
Bitches.
Boy.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.